بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: وكان الزبير قد اشترى الغابة بسبعين ومية ألف، فباعها عبد الله بألف ألف وستمية ألف. We are still in this chapter of amanat, that is to fulfill the trust. And one of the aspects of amanat is the estate of a person when he has passed away, to sort it out properly. And we see here, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made wasiyat to his son, Hazrat Abdullah, and how Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we are reading, that how he went about sorting out his father's estate properly and seeing to all the people his father was owing. Also, his father did not have actually as such loans, but people who kept amanat by him. But he refused to accept it as an amanat. He said, I'll take it as a loan. In that way, he has a more free use over it. Amanat is very restricted. You can't use it as you wish to. But a loan, it's a loan on you. Now it's your money, but of course you have to pay it back. So those were the loans that were on his father. So anyway, he explained, and as we had read, the various assets he had, the land that he had in different places, and houses that he had in different places. So we read further now, وَقَالَ وَكَانَ الزُّبَيْرِ قَدْ اشْتَرَى الْغَابَ بِسَبْعِينَ وَمِيَةِ أَلْفِ. Then Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala had placed, bought this land, which is known as Ghaba, for 170,000. فَبَاعَهَا عَبْدُلَّهِ بِأَلْفِ أَلْفٍ وَسِتَّمِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. And then his son now, after some time, the value rises also. So he sold it for 1,700,000 dirhams. He bought it for 700, and he sold it for $1,600,000. After that, ثم قام عبد الله ثم قام فقال. And then he made an announcement. من كان له على الزبير شيء فليوافينا بالغابة. Whoever has any right over my father Zubair, that is, if he's owing any person money, then he should come and meet me by Ghaba. He made a public announcement so that whoever had any right, they could come and claim it. فَأَتَاهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ جَعْفَرِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. Another Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came according to the announcement that was made. وَكَانَ لَهُ عَلَى الزُّبَيْرِ أَرْبَ مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. And he had a loan that he had given to Hazrat Zubair, the father of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of 400,000. And that was also, as explained, not really as a loan, but more as an amanat, but he took it as a loan. So that loan was on him and he had to pay that back. فَقَالَ لِعَبْدِلَّهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you wish to, then I will write off that debt. You don't have to pay me. I am prepared to write it off and you don't have to pay me. قَالَ عَبْدُلَّهِ لَا. But Abdullah refused. He said, no, it is a debt and I will pay it. I will see to it that I pay. Then he told him further, he gave him another leeway. قَالَ فَإِنْ شِئْتُمْ جَعَلْتُمُوهَا فِيمَا تُؤَخِّرُونَ إِنْ أَخَّرْتُمْ. If you wish to, then settle all other people and put me at the end of the list, at the end, the last. If there is something, then you can pay me. فَقَالَ عَبْدُلَّهِ لَا. Abdullah refused that also. He says, no, how much it is, I will pay you out now, whatever amount. قَالَ فَقْتَعُوا li qit'atan. Then he said, in that case, this land of Ghab which you own, give me a piece of that in lieu of the loan that I have. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ لَكَ مِنْ هَا هُنَا إِلَى هَا هُنَا. And then Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنه fixed a certain portion of the land, and he said, from here, from this portion till this portion, I'm giving it to you in lieu of the debt which my father has, which you have over my father. In that way, he settled that. He made sure that he settles everyone. Though they were so kind and they wanted to forgive and overlook the debt, but he was determined to settle it and pay everyone. And not only that, even when they wanted to have it delayed, that also he was not prepared. So he was so earnest and so honest, and he wanted to do it so perfectly. And we see then how much Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave barakat. فَبَاهَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مِنْهَا. Then Abdullah sold of that land, فَقَضَىٰ عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ. And he settled his debt, وَفَاهُ. And he settled it properly, he gave him properly everything, settled it to the last, as we would say, to the T. To everything he had settled. So this is Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq, that when we have this amanat on our hand, anyone passing away and executing the estate, the trust, that we do it properly. And it is a complicated matter in which, of course, we will require nowadays the guidance of the muftis to help us to sort it out. But we should have that in our hearts to see that we sort out the estates properly. And while we are living, to make our wills properly, so that they don't have, the trustees of the estate don't have a problem. They know exactly what this person was owned, what he was owing people, and accordingly they can settle it out, and it should be done as soon as possible after the person has passed away. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.